All right, let's start. Good morning, everybody. We are at the end of Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. Taf Resh Chaf Dalad, Seder Matzah Yom HaKippurim, Vohei Se'ifim. So, Aleph, Mispalam Tfilis Arvis, V'Omer Havdal V'Chonen Ados. We talked before about Ni'ilah. And then afterwards, you daven Ma'ariv, and you say Havdalah and Chonen Ados. Now, the Mefarshim explain here that the reason why you daven Ma'ariv is because of Chonen Hadas. That's really what we're being told here. Because otherwise, what's the Chiddush? Why is this being pointed out more so than any Matzah Shabbos, Matzah Yontif? So that's really what's going on here. The Bavli is so same like Rav that you don't daven Ma'ariv because Ni'ilah counts as Ma'ariv. The Yerushalmi argues on that and brings other shitas that you do daven Ma'ariv, and there's two reasons as to why there would be this machlokas. So one reason is because, well, yes, Ni'ilah can be davened at nighttime. Part of Ni'ilah, at least for sure, is davened at nighttime, and so you had a tefillah at night. But the reason for saying, well, even though you did Ni'ilah, you would still have to do Ma'ariv, is because, well, yeah, that was a Yom Kippur service. That was a Yom Kippur tefillah. And you'd be missing out on Chonen Hadas. You'd be missing out on the Havdalah that you say in Shemana Esrei, separating Yom Kippur to now Chol. And so one of the reasons why you say it's tefillas arvis is because you need to get the chonen hadas. You need the havdalah and chonen hadas. It's the whole reason for saying ma'ariv. The other shita as to why you would say it is because no, you can't say tefillah. You can't say ni'ilah at night. Therefore, you didn't have a tefillah at night. So that's why you'd have to do ma'ariv. But in any event, surprisingly, we paskin like the Yerushalmi. We don't paskin like Rav in the Bavli, and we all daven ma'ariv matzi yom kippur and. We also say Chonen Hadas. Beis, Tzarech Losev Mechol Al HaKodesh Gam B'Yitziyaso. Just like we saw that there was a mitzvah of Tosefes Yom Tov by Yom Kippur. In fact, Yom Kippur is the makor for Tosefes Yom Tov and Tosefes Shabbos because it says Me'erev Ad Erev Tishpesu Shabbatchem. Alright? But Tisha B'Erev Me'erev Ad Erev. So that's where we learn that it has to be a little bit in the beginning. But since it says Ad Erev, we're learning at the same that applies beforehand to make it before the Erev, so too you have to add on a little bit at the end. So you have to be Mosef Mechol Al HaKodesh. And this would then be, if we're learning that from this Pasuk, that's actually a Din D'Oraisa. So even at the end of Yom Kippur, you should wait a little bit until after Tzeis HaKochavim. So it doesn't have a shear, but you just have to be for sure that it's after Tzeis HaKochavim, and then you were most if at least a little bit, and then it would be Ois Yom Kippur. Now regarding what do you have to wait? So regarding malacha and regarding eating and drinking. Yeah, it's also, no, it's also Aser and Rechitza and Sicha, all of the halachas of Yom Kippur would be usher until that little extra that you add on. If you end up davening Ephesus, so you're mutter right away, even if you didn't make Havdal on the coast. But if you did Ma'ariv, if you said Ma'ariv after that little bit after Ephesus, so the Mishnah Berurah points out, you would still be usher nechilo shesia, even though the other things, the other inuyim would have fallen away. But a chila shasiya is also until after you make Abdallah like on any Matzah Shabbos. Gimel, Mavdilan al hakos, Ve'en Mavarcham al habisamim, Afilu imchol leos b'Shabbos. We make Havdalah on a coast, so that's already two brachas, like on any Matzah Yom Tov, which would be Al Gafen and Havdalah, the bracha of Havdalah. But the two middle brachas is interesting. In one regard, Yom Kippur is like Yom Tov, it's like any other Yom Tov. And in another regard, Yom Kippur is like Shabbos. So let's see. We don't make a bracha on Besamin, just like any other Yom Tov, there's no bracha on Besamin. Afilu Mchalios B'Shabbos. And he says you don't make the bracha on Besamin even when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. Now, the reason for not making the bracha on Besamin, because that's to be machzir your neshama yisera. And considering that you didn't eat at all on Yom Kippur, so you wouldn't have a neshama yisera. So there's no, it's not like you had the neshama yisera and then now at the end of it, you're losing it. So in order to restore yourself, you have to smell the besamin. That doesn't apply to Yom Kippur. So that thinking that because you didn't eat, so that's the thinking that says so that even when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, so then because you didn't, even though it was Shabbos, you still didn't eat. But the common minhag is to say the bracha on Besamim when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. Because a lot of the Achronim say that when it falls out on Shabbos, you can definitely make the bracha on the Besamim. It wouldn't be a bracha levatala because you're actually smelling Besamim. So there's no chashash of a bracha levatala. And these Achronim, so it's not like, you know, you're not chayv and you're saying a bracha, but these Achronim are saying that you should make the bracha on the Besamim, and that is the common minhag amongst Ashkenazim for sure.
Only
on Shabbos. Even if Yom Kippur was Shabbos, then you would say the bracha on Besamim. If it's not Shabbos, for sure you don't, because there was no Nesham Yisera. But so it could be that there's, even though you didn't eat, that there still is a Nesham Yisera for Shabbos. Even though you didn't have the Oneg Shabbos, that there's still a Nesham Yisera. And since you're not going to be over bracha levatala, these Achronim say that you should make the bracha when it falls out on Shabbos. And again, that is the common minhag. That's enough. Here's the interesting one. Dalet, mevarchem al ha'or. You do make a bracha on borei mori ha'esh. In that regard, Yom Kippur is like Shabbos, because the reason why you don't say it matzah Yom Tov is because Yom Tov, you were allowed to use an or. You were allowed to cook with fire. You were allowed to, if not create a fire, but at least transfer a fire, right? And that's something you're not allowed to do in Yom Kippur. And to show that over Yom Kippur it was Usur, and now it's Murta, so we make a bracha on the or. Make a bracha of the Borei Mori Ha'esh. However, the bracha of Borei Mori Ha'esh that you're making Matzah Yom Kippur is different than the Borei Mori Ha'esh that you're making on Shabbos. And Yom Kippur, we're going to see now that you need a Ner Shabbos, because the whole reason on Yom Kippur of making the bracha is because we're showing before on Yom Kippur it was Asr. It was Asr to use fire. There was no heter of Ochel Nefesh like we have on Yom Tov. And now it's Mutter. So we're demonstrating that it's that before us and now Mutter. In order to do that, you dafka need a Ner Shabbos. You dafka need fire that was there from before Yom Kippur. Now we're going to see that even if it was created the heter, let's say for a chol, we're going to see on the other side, then that's also you can make a bracha on that. But you're trying to show that which was, you need a flame that was around beheter, so that you can show this flame I couldn't have used and now I can. But a flame that you create now doesn't have that koach, because it's not like it was around before and you couldn't use it. So that you're using it now shows that you now it's mutter. You're just creating it. You're creating it now. So that's why we definitely need an Erev Shabbos by Yom Kippur. Now by Shabbos, you would think that we also want to demonstrate that, but that doesn't seem to be the reason. You don't need an Erev Shabbos by Shabbos. There's at least one more reason, is that Adam Harishon learned how to use fire. He was motzi fire from flint stones on Maaseh Shabbos. And so we're also, or even that's the main reason, on Shabbos we're doing that. That's why you don't need an Erev Shabbos on Shabbos. So, Mevarchem al-Or ve'envarchem al-Motzei Yom Kippur ma'al-Or shotzi atam min avanim. We don't make a bracha on Bar Mera Esh, on a flame that you created now from flint stones, the Mishnah Berurah says, or from matches. The sulfur of matches. And there are those that say, and so this is a machlokas, that you can make a bracha not on the flame that you created now from striking a match or using flint stones, but after that lit a flame, you can then light another flame from that, and then you can make a bracha on that one. Because that second one, that Amud Rishon, that the first flame that comes from a flame that was created now, was not created now. So it doesn't have that problem of negating an Erev Shabbos. It wasn't something that you created. It's not a flame that was created, but a flame that came from something else that was created. But that's a machlokas.
Do we hold that today,
if you don't have that? Yeah. Hey, Yisrael shidlik me'obed kachavim, and mevarach malov matzah yom kippurim. To light a flame from something that was lit by a goy on Yom Kippur, you can't do that. Okay, so we're going to see that you can do it from a flame that was lit beheter for chola, but a flame that was lit on Yom Kippur by a goy, the way we relate to it is this flame is a flame that was lit beisser. It just was done by someone who doesn't have the tzivui, right? So he did it for the wrong reasons. He did it to have hana, and it is essentially a ner that was created on Yom Kippur be'isser, even though there was no one who's chayv on any isser. But that's how we're relating to this flame. So you don't use a flame that was lit by a guy on Yom Kippur. And we're saying now that even if you took another flame from that flame, we wouldn't make a bracha on this. This lechara is arguing what we saw in Dalet, that you can make a bracha on something that was even created now. Because once we're saying that this is not that same flame, what would be the problem in taking a flame from a flame of that a guy lit on Yom Kippur? Yisrael shalom over kavim en rochan alav matzei Yom Hakippurim afapisha matzei Shabbos mavarchan alav. Even though on Maaseh Shabbos you could make a bari mara esh on a flame that a guy lit again, because you don't need near Shabbos by Shabbos. Shem mavarchan matzei Yom Hakippurim ela ar Shabbos mivod Yom. Mamish, because the only time we make a bracha on Matzah Yom Kippur is an or Shabbos mivod Yom, all or shehudlik bimenu, or on a flame that was lit from it. And there is a minhag to light a candle from the candles that were lit for on Erev Yom Kippur to be used in the Beit Knesset. Now, he's saying that you take a candle from the ones that were lit on the Beit Knesset. What about the actual flames in the Beit Knesset? So, there are those that say you should not use that because they were not lit for light. They were lit lichvod Yom Kippur. By that kind of reasoning, you should not, maybe you should not use the yahrzeit candle that you typically light for Yom Kippur. Maybe you shouldn't use that because that's not necessarily made for light, especially since you don't sit down to a Yom Kippur meal and enjoy that light. So it was more lit for kavod, not for having light. But it ends up that the Mishnah Berurah says that the actual best thing that you should do is to add another match to another flame to that yahrzeit candle. And now that you have both of them, then you cover all of your bases. Because It was an Er Shishavas, and now the new flame is for light. And so you have all of the ingredients. That's actually what the Mishnah Berurah ends up recommending. Back to the Mechaber. Umihu, afil emhuluk b'yom ha-kippurim, even if a candle was lit on Yom Kippur, emhuluk b'heter kagon l'chol, if it was lit b'heter, for example, l'chol needed it, yichon l'baruch alav, you can use that for the Ner Shishabas and make Havdalah on the Ner for Yom Kippur. Hagah. Yesh am lahavdal al ner shel beis knesses. There are those that say that you should make Havdalah on the ner shel beis knesses. Yesh amrim she'ein lahavdal alav. Al nilikim ner acher mimenu. There are those that dafka say that you should not make Havdalah on it because it was not made for light. Instead, you should make another light from it. V'nochem lahavdal ashneim biyachad. The best is to light the two of them together. That is, take another match, take another wick and add it to the one that was lit as a yahrzeit candle or for the Beit Knesset. And the hainu lahadlik ner echad miner beis knesses v'lo yavdil al ner atzkon shel beis knesses. So the best is to have these two flames. Ushar dine ner ein leilson reish ches tzadik. V'ochem esmeichem amatzai yom kippurim. You should have a meal, Matzah Yom Kippur. This is a minig that everybody does. The Havik Tzas Yom Tov, but you should, if you have in mind that you're being Mekayim what the Ramah writes here, so then you get an extra mitzvah, not just because you're hungry. And he says that you should have this meal because it's a little bit of a Yom Tov. You couldn't have the meal on Yom Kippur, so you're being Mechabed the Chag this way. There are those people that are machmer to have 2 days Yom Kippur because of Sfeika de Yoma. However, even those who do that, you can be mater neder on this. And however, if you don't have that minig, if you don't have a tradition for that, you should not in general take on this chumra. Because it's dangerous to fast 50 days. Most people can't handle it. And therefore, it's not recommended. Now, if you did do that, and you did it because you wanted to fast because of the Sveika de Yoma, l'chari you have to fast all the time 2 days for Yom Kippur, unless you do the Hatar. He says that there's Hataras Nadarim. And, you know, you would have to go to three people and find the Pesach. Had I known, I wouldn't have done it, whatever. However, we're going to see now, Mi shemisana tanas chalom l'machos Yom Kippur. If you just happen to end up fasting a second day, you fasted the day after Yom Kippur because, let's say, you had a bad dream. So then you're not doing it because it's fake of the Yom, then there's no tzad. You don't even have to be matanet. There's no tzad that you never took it on to fast a second day. You don't have to fast the rest of your days, because that's clear that wasn't because of Yom Kippur. The days after Yom Kippur until Sukkot are happy days. We just got a kapara, complete kapara. So we don't say certain bakashas, and we don't say Shabbos in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, you wouldn't say Tzidkascha by Mincha, Mi Yom Kippur ad Sukkot. The Mishnah Berurah adds on another number of things that we don't say. Below Prakim, we don't start Pirkei Avos yet, and it's not like you don't have to, it's more like you shouldn't. Because the reasons behind when you say Pirkei Avos and when you say Baruch Hinafshi and the Shir HaMalos are related to the Chagim, so you want to, and because of the summer, you want to say Pirkei Avos because of the long days. You know the Eitz Hara gets stronger in the summer, so you want to counterbalance that with the Pirkei Avos. All of those reasons don't apply during that period between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, so you don't say Pirkei Avos, you don't say Shir HaMalos. But Lam Natseach, Asher Valetzion, you do say, V'kel Archapayim Omrim. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Since we're already reading the Mishnah Berurah, he also says, Erev Sukkos, you don't say Lam Natseach, but you do say Kel Erech Apayim. Okay. V'amidaktikim, back in the Ramah, V'amidaktikim maskilim miyad v'monsei Yom Kippur v'asiyas ha-sukkah. There is medaktikim, and it is a fairly common minhag, to start right away, Masi Yom Kippur, start doing something towards building the sukkah. I usually take the boards down from the boidim. That's, you know, as long as you start, you're showing you're going Michael al Chayil. Ve'elatzes mi mitzvah el mitzvah, you want to go straight from one mitzvah to another. We'll start Hilchos Sukkah tomorrow.